boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Oh, what happened there? Oh, the computer's freezing. Oh, yay, there it is. I was like, today's been a banner day.
It has. We're off to a good start.
Woo! joining me today is the lovely Kiana.
Hello, good morning.
And I'm Vicky B, Vicky Barcelona. And how can people get a hold of us?
You can give us a call, and please do. Our phone number is 253-271-9343. Or shoot us an email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And Kiana, we're going to actually have a special broadcasty guest who, you know, I kind of want her to be a part of the broadcast because she does work here. She's really awesome. And let's go get her.
Okay.
And look at that. With the magic of radio.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. She teleported in here. How are you?
Oh, hello.
We're talking to Leslie. She actually works here for the radio station.
That's true. I do. These are all true things.
True things. Okay. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself before we get started.
Oh.
Be as vague or as detailed as you want.
I help with things on the internet here at KISW.
Internet. You and I do a lot of work together.
Yes. So there's that. And I like ponies.
You like ponies?
I don't even really like ponies. Why would I say that?
Because everybody kind of likes ponies.
Right, like everybody sort of wanted a pony when they were growing up. Like, kind of.
I kind of did, but I didn't want like a My Little Pony because even as a little kid, I realized that they were kind of cheesy. If I knew the words, if my vocabulary was extensive enough at the time, I would have said, I don't want these bitch ponies. I want a badass pony. But I just ended up playing with boys instead.
Oh. You wanted the My Little Ponies with like the tattoos all over them. Not just like the
on the
little
butt.
Mark on the butt, which is like so weird.
Like a tramp stamp kind of deal.
The butt cheek. You know, coincidentally enough, I grew up and got a tattoo on my butt cheek. Yeah. But, you know, we all... that's not a mistake. Never mind. No, I like my tattoo. No, but I brought you in here because I thought this was kind of an awesome topic. Mm-hmm. And you are like the social network maven of KISW. I don't know if maven's the right word, but I'm going to
use it. Yeah, sure.
But this is from the Huffington Post parents of all places. And it's 13 Instagram photos we're all guilty of posting.
Okay.
Do you feel like you got most of these on the list?
I don't even know what the list
but
is.
Like, I know. I'm just like, you're like, I think I, yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm for sure guilty of most of these. Number one, the airplane window shot. Because everyone needs to know you're going somewhere amazing.
Yeah, I have one of those.
It's like taking a picture from the airplane.
Yeah, hey, look at the wing. Yeah. I will tell you that I think there is one time that this is okay when you live in Seattle. Uh-huh. And like every time I take off and fly past Mount Rainier and can see it, it's like, I'm going to take a picture of that.
Yeah,
like,
it's gorgeous.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's the one I have. Our pilot actually kind of buzzed kind of close to Rainier because it's such a beautiful day. So we literally flew right over it. So I'm guilty of that shot. I know. It's a beautiful shot. I like it. I'm not guilty. I'm proud.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm not guilty of this in particular, but I'm guilty of something similar. Mm-hmm. And it's the sandals and flower shop because it's finally spring and you got new shoes. It's like taking a picture of your sandals while you're standing next to some flowers to show that it's spring.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I've never done
so
that.
Do I lose my girl card?
Nah, I think you're okay. But I mean, I've taken pictures of like my new shoes when I'm wearing like boots, like my combat boots or when I have like ripped up tights. I'm like, look at my tats and my boots. But it's usually never with flowers, on purpose, at least.
I've definitely done, like, the rain boot Instagram, for sure. When, you know, it's, like, June gloom, and it's, like, 80 degrees everywhere else in the country, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm in these again.
So, yeah, I mean, I think this isn't taken into account that we live in Seattle, so I think the rain boot one might be similar. Rain boot
so
and rain.
Counts.
Yeah, okay, we'll count it.
All right.
I'll say mine counts, too, then. Number three, it's very specific. It's the letter balloon shot. You know, when you get all your balloons and then someone gives you your initial balloon. I don't know if you've seen those.
I don't have. I've never seen an initial balloon.
Like, no, with the letters. Like, it's an actual balloon with the letter.
Oh, like shaped like your initial? How have I missed this in my life?
Apparently that's a thing. People take, you know, it's my birthday or this says, because you're celebrating and everyone should know. Or like, I guess maybe the balloon shot when somebody brings you balloons.
I'm now mad at all of you for never bringing me a letter balloon on my birthday, which is apparently a thing I didn't know was a thing.
Well, nobody knows. Someone for mine. I don't know. Granted, mine could be a phallic symbol. Anyways, well, I know if I brought a balloon the shape of a V here to the KISW studios, bad pictures.
What would happen?
Yeah. Yes, it would be a different set of pictures on Instagram, and I'd actually be proud. Number four, the strategically placed sunglasses shot. Like when you're having a meal or something, because you're having a good meal and the sunglasses are nice. You know, hey, I'm out in the sun, I'm having dinner or whatever, or lunch, because it's during the day. I don't know. I've taken like the sassy pictures of me in sunglasses, but no, I haven't done this one.
I feel like I'm failing Instagram.
It's okay. Well, I will give you this list so you can do this when you go home later. All right. Okay. I feel like at least one of us has done this. Okay. The latte art shot. Because when you pay $6 and up for a coffee, the moment needs to be documented.
Absolutely. Like the first pumpkin spice latte of the season, I will take a picture of that.
Do you get it with the little decorations on top?
Totally. And like, I might as well just say like hashtag white girl right now.
Basic bitch. Yeah.
Exactly. I have definitely Instagrammed a pumpkin spice latte.
Have you done the...
Not a latte, but a coffee, yes.
Yeah, so. The fancy artwork, though, or just a regular coffee?
Just a regular coffee.
I've done it both ways. Oh.
Here, I'll skip over to number eight, which is the Starbucks fail shot when your name, because your name is so exotic when they spell your name incorrectly.
Oh, I'd have to post them all.
Oh,
every
yeah, you,
time.
I mean, Kenna, you must have like a million different ways your name
is
spelled.
It doesn't faze me just because you're just so used to it. You don't even, like, if it just looks like somewhat similar to mine, I just assume it's me.
I think the rule should be if they spell it like I remember when I saw it, my name is Steven with a PH and they wrote Steven. Okay, that's funny. But if it's just like, oh my God, I'm Vicky and they spell my name with an IE or an I, it's like, okay, get over it.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't count. Like I'm Leslie with an IE and the other day they spelled it with an EY and it's like, that's okay. I mean, it's not how I spell my name, but maybe your sister spells her name that way. Yeah. I can't be mad about that.
But people get so, oh my God, they got my name wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand
like,
that.
Shut up.
It's like, really, that's going to affect your day that much?
I should just unfollow you now. Number seven. Yes, I'm guilty. The casual selfie shot, because it casually took you 45 minutes to be perfect.
Exactly.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't wear makeup all that often. So when I do and I look in the mirror, I'm like, okay, I have to take like a bunch of selfies right now. And then whenever, you know, you're having an off day, you're like, let me post a selfie, see if I get any good response. You kind of want that ego boost. Like, see if the cute guys will like it. Yeah, I've done that. I have a few pictures right now I'm saving for a rainy day. Does anybody else do that? It's like, you're looking good or, you know, even if it's a naughty picture, like, I'm looking kind of good. I'll save this for later when he's asking for pictures.
Yeah. You have to stockpile on good days because we all don't look that good all of the time. So, like, you just have to have some in your back pocket just in case.
Yeah, because it's always the time when you're in your sweatpants eating ice cream out of the container watching Netflix when the guy's like, hey, baby, send me a picture. You're like
yeah, you know.
My hair is all back, my no makeup, you know, I got the mask.
On your shirt.
Yeah. Just like, okay, cool. What are you doing right now? Oh, thinking of you. It's like next episode of Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, I admit to this. Number nine, because we already did number eight. The legs by the beach or pool shot.
Okay, I did this last week and I fully admit it. And I'm like not even mad about it.
Where were you?
I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Nice.
And it was beautiful. And it was like this perfect 80 degree day on the beach. I was reading a book from a friend and I was like, I'm doing this. Like, I am absolutely doing the feet on the beach.
Did you include the book? That's important.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Nice.
Because not only are you sexy, but you're smart.
That's right. I have depth, guys.
Have you guys seen the whole trend where it was hot dog or legs?
Oh, I love that.
So people will get like a picture of a beach or they're at the beach and they'll put two hot dogs up and you have to guess if they're somebody's legs or if they're hot dogs. And it's fantastic because now I look at, you know, the girls that have the thigh gap, especially if they're really tan, you can't tell.
I know, it's amazing. Exactly. It's mine, you can tell. Like, they are way too pale. Do not eat those hot dogs. Like,
if your hot dogs look like
those
that.
If your hot dog is this color, do not eat it.
See, I like doing those pictures. I have to be careful because, now my Instagram account is private. So I've slowly through the years, like, I've had co-workers add me. Mm-hmm. So, like, my bosses, like Ryan Castle and BJ and Steve. So it's like, crap, like I want to throw some saucy pictures up there.
That's right. I know, you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. And like, now I don't. And then
social media lesson number one.
Yeah.
And then I have my, and it's not even like sexy or anything, but like, I want to show off my legs, or I'm looking kind of cute today, and just like maybe not. And same with my Facebook. I have a personal Facebook account. All my family's on there. My mom, my dad, my grandma, like cousins that I've never met in Mexico are all on there. I can't do that either. So if I have to post the pool, it's like, here are my feet.
Right.
I don't post the whole legs because I got the tattoos, so I don't need grandma freaking out.
True.
The number 10, the I'm at the gym shot. Because let's be honest, you went for the Instagram.
I can honestly say I haven't done that.
No.
That's, yeah, because I look gross at the gym and I'm there for one reason and like you don't want to see it.
that's actually kind of respect. I've done it. But it's I'm in the sauna, so it's really dark. So I look kind of cool and look mysterious. But in reality, I look back. This was a couple years ago. I'm like, no, that's just stupid.
That's right. Like lesson learned.
It's okay.
It's forgive me.
These are all learning lessons, Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 11, the brunch shot. Because you waited 2 hours for this food. So you go to a nice like brunchy, you have your mimosa, you got your fancy eggs that cost you way more than if you would have gone to the local breakfast joint.
Does just a Bloody Mary that is very well appointed count? Like if I have a Bloody Mary with like a pickle and some olives and maybe like counts. Bacon.
Or
like,
the burger, the one that
comes. Burger right
see that,
on
that
it.
You have to Instagram that. That's awesome.
I mean like that's brunch in a drink right there. Not, I've done that.
See, that
is fully my brunch.
Right. It's like all my calories. I'm drinking my calories today. It's okay. I think that counts. That's cool. I have my roommate, Melissa, she's on the podcast too, and her boyfriend, we call him Thor because he looks just like Thor.
Yeah.
Well, skinnier Thor, but sorry, Colin. But they just joined Instagram because she didn't realize, Instagram is mainly for food? Yes. So she joined Instagram. She's learning it. She's having fun with it. And so is he. But he's really into food and beer. So his is, I'm only here for the food and beer or something. That's his lines is his Instagram name. So go follow him. But that's all he does is post food and beer. So if you want.
I'm into that.
There you go. There's your brunch shot. This one is very specific. And this is basic girl. Like hashtag basic bitch, white girl problem. I don't know. It's the succulent shot. Do you guys know what succulents are?
They're like cactuses, right?
They're like kind of like weird little cacti looking plants, but they're not spiky. They're really cute looking. But because apparently they're the new peony. Like, where have I been? I didn't know peonies were a thing, the flower. So this is the thing you're supposed to.
I missed the boat on this one too.
Like, succulents are cool. Like, I've seen pictures of them like on Pinterest. People are doing a lot of arts and crafts with them, but I didn't realize this was so big that it needed to be on this Instagram list.
Well, I didn't realize that peonies were such a big thing that there was something replacing peonies as a trend.
I was not aware of this either.
I always thought it was just like whenever flower trend, I always just assumed it's, hey, look at the flowers from my boyfriend or look what I got. Mm-hmm. That's my thought.
Or look at the flowers that are actually blooming outside when that actually happens.
Or I'm such a cool daughter. Look at the flowers I got my mom for Mother's Day.
Totally done that.
Mm-hmm. I've taken the picture for my mom. Because she wanted me to take it for her. Number 12. Okay, so technically there's two number 12s. So this is 14 Instagram photos. The second number 12 is the cute animal shot. Because your dog is the most adorable, period. The people who have pets.
Post
that shot. Ridiculous. It's all about your pets.
But like I have friends who have entire Instagram accounts just for their animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow all of them because they're adorable. And I admit that. But I mean like straight up like just, they have conversations with other animals back and forth. And
as
I mean,
the animal?
As the animal.
Oh.
Yeah. Like written as the animal.
Side note. Are these ladies or people basic bitches types?
No, these are all people that I like, love and respect, and one of them is a dude.
Okay. I was going to say, because if these are like the white basic bitches, like you make fun of us geeks for LARPing and for all our other stuff. I'm like, you guys are just the same.
No. I do think there's something to be said about that, but like I think that they recognize what they're doing.
They're doing it ironically?
No, it's definitely not ironically.
Okay.
It is for real, but they recognize that it's a little crazy, but they want to do it anyway.
It's like the people who do.
Okay.
I have a friend who every year holds a birthday party for a dog and has a bunch of people come over, and it was sad because the first year I attended, she's like, so apparently more people attended my dog's birthday and was a bigger deal than my boyfriend's birthday this past year. So the next year we did a really big thing for his birthday, surprise him, but still, I was just like, and we celebrated the dog's birthday again this year, and I sat there, I'm like, what am I doing? It's cool. I respect you, but don't get mad if I'm not coming.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. Don't invite me.
My feeling on the animal Instagram accounts on their own is that, like, if you're going to post a ton of pictures of your animal anyway, like, give it its own account, and that way I can choose to follow it if I want, and then I can, like, watch you as a human in the rest of your life.
I agree.
So, I'm okay with it, but I also, I'm an animal lover. So, if your dog's doing something cute, like, I probably want to see your dog doing something cute.
I want to look at that.
Right. I guess I'm hate it because of the internet. I go to a bunch of sites and see a lot of cool cats and dogs. I'm kind of ruined because I follow like Lil Bub on Facebook.
Totally.
I'm not much of an animal person. I'm allergic to some animals. I don't even know which ones I am, so I just stay away from most. But I want this cat in my life all day. I want him in my house or her. And I just love this cat so much. Lil Bub and Grumpy Cat. They're just the coolest freaking cats ever. And there's a few other dogs that, like, there's a cat. Oh, there's this cat that's was attacked as a kitten or something by something else, but it's like missing an eye, so it's kind of, but then its tooth's all snaggled too, so it looks like a pirate. It's the cutest little pirate cat. Like, I'm so sorry you were hurt, but you are adorable. And they put an eye patch on it once. I'm just like, okay, I need this. I don't want pets, but I want this. So I love those Instagram accounts when they're just like really interesting, goofy, unique.
Totally.
Yeah. But or the people that, there's some people that actually do like a hashtag specifically for their pet. Like, my friend has a dog, and she's just hashtag Apollo of Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But, anywho, next one is the last one, the nail art shop, because this S took hours.
Yeah, I don't do nail art. Yeah.
You can see by my very true, well, the listeners cannot see. Vicky, you can see by my very chipped nail polish that, like, I'm not doing much with the nail art, let alone on Instagram.
But have you guys ever done your nails? Like, there's a... I like playing with nail polish. I have to stop for a while because I think I'm messing up my nails. Yeah. So I'm kind of taking a break. But sometimes I'll sit there and do all kinds of goofy crap, and it does take me hours. And then when
you're super good like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's usually like, I'm watching TV. I'm going to do this.
I'm too lazy to even take it off, let alone then repaint it.
It's hard enough just for me to get like to actually paint them. It just takes too long. I just don't like them.
Fair enough. That's just, I'm like, I like, that's my girly thing. I like playing with my
nails.
Yours
always look good, though. Mine just...
Anyway, but speaking of all these guilty pleasures of Instagram, I want to know what you guys think is some of the most annoying things you see people post on social networking pages. Like, you know, you, Leslie, you see it all the time.
See it all.
There's a difference between, we'll cover the annoying, not so much the things that make us want to jump through the screen and choke you. Because some people are just rude, and I don't like you.
Right.
But
okay.
I'll let you guys think about it.
Oh, I already have one.
Oh, you got it? You guys got it? Okay.
Like, as soon as you said it, this popped into my head. And mine would have to be, like, the vague booking. Everything is terrible, but you guys, it's okay. And then, of course, like, there's a million, like, what's going on? What's going on? Call me.
Yeah.
Are you okay? No. And then one comment, like, it'll totally be fine. No big deal, guys. No, like something, like you have to give us more than that here. If you're going to put it on the internet, like,
I hate it when
either something really is terribly wrong.
Well, it's a cry for help, obviously, for putting it out
like,
there.
If you need some attention, like, we'll give you some attention, but can we at least know what's going on?
Yeah, it's like, come on now.
The one that's one step further, I saw one girl and she eventually explained, but like it took like a month for her to explain, was she's like, oh, going to the emergency room right now.
Oh.
And it's just like, what? Why? And she's like, oh, at the hospital. And she took a picture of herself at the hospital with the IV. I'm just like, what is going on? At the same time, I don't think I really cared, but now I'm intrigued. Right, and I hate that I'm intrigued. Well, I didn't. It's one of those, like, your friends on Facebook because you have to be.
Yeah, like high school friends.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't care, but I guess I have to. Otherwise, you're going to give me crap later. Why'd you delete me? I've had people say that. all right. But it's like, why? Either don't say anything at all. Or just let it out because you obviously want the attention. You want, you know, so you might as well just feed them so you can get your attention necessities out of the way. And if you're an attention whore, just embrace it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I go for it. Like, man, embrace that. But otherwise, shut up. Yeah. Kiana, what's your pet peeve?
It's going to sound mean, but babies.
Well,
and I say this just, and I understand you're very proud of your children, and that's great, but when it's just like every single day, like multiple times, it's just too much. I get it. You had a kid. Great. Awesome. It's
you
cute,
had sex.
Whatever. I just don't want to hear about it all the time.
I sort of feel the same way as I do about dogs, about like that. Like, you have an account for the kid.
Yeah.
Put up pictures.
Then that's fine. Yeah.
And then I can choose to follow it if I want.
But then again, doesn't that in itself seem kind of weird?
It's like a whole privacy thing, and like you're already
putting it out there anyway.
Right, so. Totally. I know. I don't. Yeah.
So I think. I'll take you on the journey. I actually haven't talked to anybody about this yet, and I kind of want to call them out on it because I figured it out. But I got Instagram will give you these notifications when friends on your Facebook page make an Instagram page and when they make they post their very first Instagram. And I got one that said like baby and then somebody else's last name.
Oh.
And I was just like, what? She's pregnant. I went to go click on it and it didn't show up. I couldn't find it. And so then I looked at a recent picture. They took like a family picture. And I'm not really close with this girl. I'm friends with her friend. And we just happen to be Facebook friends. And I was just like, wow, she had lost a lot of weight because she decided to be vegan a few years ago. So she trimmed down real small. And then I saw her picture. I'm like, maybe she is pregnant. Like, she's hiding this from her. And I just want to just call her out. I'm like, are you pregnant? Because I totally called it. Like, and just not tell her that I saw the Instagram thing. Just kind of.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Just be creepy
though.
And be like, are you pregnant? But then find out she's not. And then.
But
watch
no,
me be
like,
the
don't
able.
You think she has to be? Because why else would you create an Instagram account?
But then I couldn't find it either again afterwards.
Probably because somebody called and was like, what's going on? You know, it's this like showed up on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So, but.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But
that makes me very nervous.
Yeah. I'm not touching
there,
it.
You're like,
oh. I'm glad we're not that close. I'm not actually going to touch it. But if I happen to run into her and be like, so what's new? What's going on in life?
Any
How's the husband?
Any notifications lately?
It's like, would you like some of my very, you know, spicy, nauseating food? Smell it. Are you getting sick? No? No morning sickness? I mean, sickness? I don't know. I just kind of want to be a bitch. No, but I agree. The baby. I think there's some people that, treat the dog thing. I have a few friends that they don't have kids, so their dogs are their kids.
Totally.
So that's literally at least 2 or 3 posts a day about their dog. And at the end of the day, it's like, I've seen your dog lick its junk a million times already. Knock it off.
Oh, and a video of it. Oh,
more videos.
Yeah, it's like, cool. He's not that special. But if he was missing an eye and looked like a pirate, then I'd like the dog. No. I'm kidding.
Man.
Do not. Yeah, no. The one that really bugs me is the people that are just super fake and you know it. Or like somebody who's trying to lie to you, but you know the secret. So it's kind of entertaining to watch them lie. But it's the girls or guys that are like, oh, my God, I love my significant other. They're so great. Everything's amazing. And then I'm like, bitch, last night you were telling me you wanted a divorce. Like, why are you lying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you lying to yourself? Are you lying to your folks? Who are you lying to? Like, we know it's not true. Or my favorite one I recently found out. My buddy was telling me, oh, yeah, I did this event once where I worked and they had a bunch of flowers after the ceremony thing and they just gave them to us. They had 3 dozen roses and he just brought them home to his girlfriend. And his girlfriend has been like, you know, and this happened years ago. So she recently did the time hop thing.
Okay.
She's like, oh, here's a time hop when so-and-so bought me all these roses. And I'm sitting there like, bitch, they were free. Who are you trying to kid?
Aww.
It's like, I mean, like, I feel bad. I mean, I don't feel bad because I'm not saying it out loud. I'm not calling them out. But
yeah,
I kind of want to. Does that make me an awful person? Okay,
no.
If it does, that's cool too.
I mean, like 50-50, but like for entertainment value, for sure.
Yeah.
In that case, not
be like, what was a special occasion? Was it something he had a workout?
Was it something he told me about that he got free flowers?
Yeah.
Was that the one where he got all those free flowers?
I really want to do it. There's just people, and then there's the same people that start crap, and I kind of want to throw at the fire on Facebook. But I don't, because I work on social networking like you do all day. So it's at the end of the day, you want to go to your Facebook page. You don't have to deal with more drama within the people you actually know.
And it's like always the same people starting the same crap over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, you know who's going to be yelling about the president. You know who's going to be complaining about
cops,
her husband or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's
going
to be talking about cops. Like,
oh my
you sort
God.
Of know.
Yeah.
And you, so that way you can like choose like, am I going to get into this or am I just going to walk away from this today?
Yeah. Like, so, like there have
do
been
I have the energy?
There have been times where I've thrown a little bit of kindling to the fire and just kind of walked away.
Smart.
There was one where it was so one of the friends I might have mentioned already. I mentioned her plenty of times because she's just awesome on Facebook. She posted something around New Year. She's like, oh my God, I am so tired of seeing, and she's athletic, so she works out a lot. I'm tired of seeing all you. I want to lose weight. I'm going to start losing weight as my New Year's resolution. Don't just post about it. Just do it. I don't want to see your posts. Same person overly post about other stuff. And so what I ended up doing is I wrote, hey, I read this study that says if you make a public announcement that you want to do something, the chances of you actually doing them and accomplishing them increase exponentially.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious. I'm like, so I'm wondering if that's why they do it. And so it's just like, because I said it so nicely.
Yeah,
and so
that's the perfect
so technical.
Fuel.
Like, she's just like, I don't care. People just do it. You know, she looks like the jackass. But I'm
I'm
curious if that's why. I mean, it could be wrong. I read it on the internet, but I noticed that if you're really, really nice, people won't fight with you, or because they're afraid of looking like the a-hole themselves.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That was my one moment of being a bitch.
Underhand.
No, like, but yeah, like, even, yeah, like, so well played.
Yeah, but that's, like, honestly, that's how I felt. Because I've done
the nicest bitch alive.
Because I know I've done that. I'm like, hey, I'm working out. I want to do this, this, and that. And then I'll fall off the wagon. And then I'll post again maybe a while later. But then to see that, it was kind of discouraging. It's like, the gym posts get annoying. I have friends who post their CrossFit. That's all they talk about. I have one friend. We went out the other day, and he's like, oh, man. He's a gay friend. He's just like, man, I can't even fit into this shirt anymore. Man, this shirt's so tight on me. I have to get a bigger size. I'm just like, I get it. You're beautiful. Shut the hell up. Like, I call him out on this. But it's like, I don't mind, because it's like, if this is what's motivating you, if this is what's helping you be successful in what you want, then sure, if it really bothers me, I'll hide it. So when I saw that, it kind of bummed me out. I'm like, really? You're the one that's, you work in that profession. Anyways.
Right. Anyway, I mean, it's not like people, like, it's not like, I need to go get another pack of smokes, or like, I'm going to go out and grab more of this illicit drug, whatever it is. Like, it's like, I'm going to the gym. Like, this is like, actually a positive thing. Yeah. Like, as much as I used to hate those, now it's like, okay, you're doing something good for yourself, and I can't hate on that. Like, you do you. If this is what you need, then that's what you need. But like, when you start posting videos all the time, that kind of stuff, like, that's when it's like,
that's okay. All right.
Enough. Look how much I like.
Get it. You're like really fit, and your legs don't touch. Like, your thighs don't touch. I get
that's
it.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Good for you.
Like, mine do a
right,
lot.
Totally.
Mine are best friends. They're always together. Well, on that note, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Our thighs are very much friends.
Yeah.
No, but thank you, Leslie, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me, guys.
Yay. And again, we do not have an outro music, so thank you for joining.
Yay. Woo!